Each time you breathe out, it's a little death. And so you go into that death. And realize when you reach the point of death, the end of the out-breath, you haven't disappeared. It's the deepest peace there. So that, now to come to another question, these are just happen to be a few that I remember. A few questions on how to bring awareness into the everyday world. Some people say, when I'm out in nature, it's wonderful. There's stillness. When I'm sitting here in the group, it's wonderful. Stillness arises. But the moment I go back into the city and my usual activities, it's gone. How to bring it into that? And of course, when you're in nature, your mind is not being stimulated because you're not surrounded by mind-made things. When you're in the city, everything around you is made by the human mind, and there is a collective energy field that is nervous mental activity. That's why cities are so noisy. The inner noise becomes externalized and then manifests as machines and amplifiers, producing so-called music. Very hard to find a restaurant these days where you're not bombarded with noise. And when you say, would you mind turning it down a little? I say, what's wrong with you? And then there's your workplace, probably dominated by nervous mental energy, like most workplaces are. Even places that could potentially be places of great peace and healing, they're very nervous. Hospitals are very nervous. Schools are very nervous. They're getting more and more nervous. School teacher, the most stressful of all jobs. Only 50 years ago, it was one of the most comfortable jobs. It was great. So bring in a little returns to presence into the noise as you go about your activities. How to do that? Just little things. You can even make a list of 3, 4, 5 things that you can do each day, periodically, simply to bring some return to presence. You may put next to your computer a little card that says, can you feel your feet? Can you feel your hands? Or you may put in the bathroom, if they let you, in the office, take 2 or 3 conscious breaths. When the phone rings, don't jump to it. Let it ring twice and then answer it. And during that time, don't be in an inner state of, okay, I'm just holding back before I answer it. But, no, give it, allow it to ring. It wants to ring, that's what it's doing. So you actually watch or listen to the ringing. You allow it. It goes, whatever sound it makes these days. And there you are. You look at the phone and you hear the sound. You've created a spaciousness inside. And that which drove you deeper and deeper into mind and into noise is reversed. every time it rings, it becomes an instrument for some space, just a little bit of space, to arise inside you. Oh. And nobody would even notice that it took two more rings before you answered it.